Hi there. The word for you today is, write down your vision. The prophet Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2, says, write the vision and make it plain. Dr. John Maxwell writes, and I quote, if you have a general idea of your dream, your temptation may be to start creating your strategy. Don't do it yet. Begin by writing a detailed description of your dream. Let your imagination go wild. Write as many elements or pieces of it as you can. Don't stop until you have more than you think you need. Now, quantify everything you can. Make it measurable. Don't worry about how you'll get there yet. Just be bold. Be audacious. Dream big. The next step is to state your dream as succinctly in writing as possible. Now, don't expect to be able to do the whole process in one sitting. For most people, that's not possible. Instead, give it time. You may want to get away for a retreat to start the process. You see, if you can separate yourself from your usual surroundings or routine for a couple of days, you may be better able to get most of the work done. Otherwise, take a day to dream, and then come back to the process for a few hours at a time in subsequent weeks. Don't forget your goal. Make your dream as clear and as specific as possible. Then keep it in front of you so that you can see it every day. That's great advice, isn't it? A God-given dream will always look bigger than you. Think about it. Jericho looked big to Joshua. Goliath certainly looked big to David. But no dream is bigger than God. This is where patience comes in. Verse 3, the prophet says the vision is for an appointed time. So wait for it. In other words, don't be impatient. And don't get discouraged by circumstances. David said one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 27, verse 3, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So, trust God. Keep persevering and believing, and you will see your dream fulfilled.